With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Whoa, boy. Manny Machado.
That one a no-doubter. In fact, Leary Garcia never moved.
Well, you don't need to move when the ball is going over your head with an exit velocity of 130 miles an hour, it's whatever like it is.
Apparently, Rick is committed to only playing Machado beating the hell out of James Shields until he signs somewhere.
Well, there's enough highlights to use.
Three of them in one game. I was there. I brought my family. It's a nice day. It's a nice little day.
You don't have a family, do you?
No, I brought my parents.
Oh, that
and my brother
okay.
and my sister-in-law.
All right.
Yeah,
all right. I thought you're holding back something on the side here.
Oh,
all of a sudden
that family
a big reveal here.
Yeah, no, I do. Yeah. I have that family. We don't talk about them much.
Okay. Well, before we start talking and speculating about the White Sox pursuit of Manny Machado, why don't we just make sure we've got all our facts in order here and get the absolute latest on what's being reported and what's being said? And Bruce Levine is going to join us, so we can just get the pieces on the playing field laid out here. He's on Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine. Bruce, what's the latest? What do we know? What do we not know about the contract offer, the length, the money, and all that?
Well, you know, Jeff Passan is an excellent reporter, and excuse me, he breaks an awful lot of stories. But on this one, there is no 8-year offer for Manny Machado on the table, according to my sources from the White Sox. There's no $250 million offer for Manny Machado from the White Sox on the table. So point blank is there's been one offer from the Chicago White Sox. It occurred a week ago that has stayed on the board, and there has been no movement since that. That's according to the people that I've talked to. And that's it. And the money is much closer to $200 million than it is to $250 million. The AAV could vary anywhere between $25 and $30 million, the average annual value of the contract. So these things I know, and that's why I'm on talking to you guys right now.
Well, Bruce, we love that you are. I'm wondering this. With the contract that the White Sox have reportedly offered, that you've got out there, the numbers you just gave us, it's lower than a lot of us allowed ourselves to run with over the last 2 years. Is that us, me, running with numbers and getting all kind of crazy about a $500 million player? Or have the White Sox kind of maneuvered themselves into a place where they saw that the number of bidders for guys like Machado and Harper in this offseason might not be the types of numbers that would otherwise be in for a 26-year-old franchise-type player?
I think you're right on both. I think you're right on both. I think that we are too prone to listen to agents and say what the player's worth, rather than actually judging the present market and how many bidders are there. I mean, guys, we are down to, 3 months into this thing, beyond that, free agency, and we haven't seen any real 10-year offers out there on the table. I mean, there have been some perceived ones. If Harper got a 10-year-plus where Jim Bowden of MLB Network reported more than $320 million, why didn't he take it? I mean, in this marketplace, in this environment for contracts, as we see, nobody getting more than 3 or 4 year deals tops, even the best players in the game. Why does anybody assume there's a 10, 12 year contract? The last 8-year contracts out there were Jason Hayward and Miguel Cabrera. How have those worked out?
Wait a second here. Isn't it possible that if this is all true, that we had outsized expectations, we listened to agents, and the reality is that the market has been suppressed? These things are fluid. What if we keep hearing mystery team? What if all of a sudden somebody says, wait a second, this guy's a whole hell of a lot more affordable than we ever thought? All these teams, even the Padres, all these teams are awash in money. It's just a matter of wanting to spend it. Anybody's favorite team could jump into this thing in an instant. What would prevent somebody from doing it, from realizing just what we're realizing, instead of saying, well, it looks like there's only two teams, some owner's going to wake up and say, yeah, I'll cut that check.
The reality that these things don't normally work out, period. That's what it is.
Huh.
8 years. Okay, these guys are young guys, so that is certainly enticing that they're 26 years old. But, you know, so is Jason Hayward. The idea, and I'm not putting him in their category, but he turned down a bid that was $200 million from the Giants to go to the Cubs. So from the perspective of that, too many things can happen to a guy, whether he's 26 or he's 28 or he's 31, that, you know, the attrition occur, you're not going to get your money's worth at the end of the contract. You hope you get, you know, the old story is you sign a great pitcher for a five-year deal, and if you get three great years and you go deep into the playoffs and win a World Series, it's worth it. That doesn't work with position players. You're watching people suffer with Albert Pujols, with Miguel Cabrera now. You know, the Cubs are doing what they can to move Hayward. Not that he's not a great guy and a you know, great defensive player, but they'd like to move that contract. So how many of these things actually worked out? Alex Rodriguez did, but he happened to be on steroids. He had a lot of help during his 10-year contract. So reality is, Dan, your point is a great one. Hey, we can get in here, and we can make our own 7 or 8 year bid, and we can get the guy. But do they really want to go that long on anybody?
Bruce, appreciate it. Thanks for chiming in.
All right, guys. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.